Yeah, it's really hard to tell, you know, in just in a few minutes, both the challenges and the benefits that I received from those first few years, myself and Ajahn Amaro and Ajahn Vasudhi at the time, the three of us. This was 6 months before Lumkal was able to come and join us in June of 96 when we opened up the monastery. And I hadn't been up on the property before. We took my Anagarika ordination in San Francisco on May 31st that night at Mark Lieberman's house. Debbie, of course, was there, as well as Mark Sponseller, I think, who later joined the community for a while. And anyway, driving up the next morning in my new whites, and Ajahn Amaro's comment as we turned onto Tom Kai Road, he said, "This is all very new right now, but we'll all look extremely familiar in a very short time." And he was right. And then opening up the monastery with our small house and little shed and garage, which is now the dining hall. And the three of us and a few lay supporters. Paul Friedlander giving us our first refrigerator, because all we had was a cooler ice chest for refrigeration at the time. But and then, of course, Suhi, on the beginning days as the treasurer of Sangapala. Others, many others. And just that sense of, you know, we were so busy and there was so much to do, so much learning the ropes of things like blackberry bramble and poison oak and clearing trails and setting up tents, living in the little house for the first few weeks, the three of us, two-bedroom house, and myself camped out in the living room. But it didn't at all seem like a burden in any way. It was... there was just too much to do to even think of anything as a burden.